In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we commemorate St. Raphael Hawaini, Bishop of Brooklyn. We are very blessed to have a relic of this dear saint here in our church. In the Apologetikon of St. Raphael, we refer to him as Good Shepherd of the Lost Sheep of America. His life and ministry stand today and forever as a testimony of his faithful service to God and his people, who had come far away to find a new life here in America. He was the first Orthodox bishop to be consecrated in America, and his consecration was by the Russian Orthodox Church with the blessing of the Patriarch of Antioch and the Holy Synod of the same. His ministry extended beyond the Orthodox Christian Arab communities to many other non-Arab immigrants, and ultimately to those of us here, even, at St. Peter's. He founded 30 churches in the United States, and he founded these churches at a sacrifice, a great sacrifice that he made to travel to all of these places that had to seem very foreign and strange to him. I've often thought of the fact that he almost certainly came through Jackson, Mississippi, as he was on his way to found the church, St. George Church in Vicksburg, where this church, the founding members of this church, were brought in together, and this church was made a canonical church by His Grace Bishop Antoon. It was just a great honor to be brought into the church in one of the churches that he had founded. He was truly a man for all seasons. As he described himself, and he puts it this way, he describes himself as a Syro-Arab by birth, a Greek by primary education, an American by residence, a Russian at heart, and a Slav in soul. I love that. Truly a man of all seasons. Arguably, the Orthodox Church in America was more unified under his leadership than at any other time. We have the same faith, of course. We are in communion with one another, of course. But we have unfortunately become calcified with all of this turf, these turf concerns of our jurisdictions. We lose sight sometime of the fact that the church is one. It is one church, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Not several, not many, not 28,000, but one. I can think of no leader, no church leader in the Orthodox Church who ever embodied that unity. And his whole life, indeed, was a sacrificial offering to bring about that unity here in this land. A land that was foreign to him. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ condemns the Pharisees as being only concerned with themselves, with no regard for the people or sheep that they were supposed to lead, to protect, and serve. They were supposed to be religious leaders, but they were hirelings. He paints the stark contrast of these self-righteous and self-serving religious leaders to whom he refers as hirelings with the endearing image of the shepherd. In Palestine, the flocks of sheep were often rounded up in the evening and hidden from thieves and predators in caves or special pens. Many times the herds from many owners would be blended as they were put into these holding places for safety overnight. The next day, the owners of the various sheep would walk into the pen or cave and call the sheep by name, and the sheep would recognize their shepherd's voice and follow them out to the pasture. The sheep of God, as it were, that God appointed to be overseen and cared for by St. Raphael, needed a good shepherd, and they found one in him. The pastoral burden I'm reading now from the book on his life that was put together by His Grace Bishop Basil and many others, quoting from that book, The pastoral burden assumed by St. Raphael was large, his omophorion very heavy. Alone in a new land, surrounded by competing philosophies and theologies, very often isolated for long periods of time from the life-sustaining ministry of the church's prayers and sacraments, the spiritual plight of his flock weighed heavily upon him. They needed encouragement, wisdom, counseling. Many of them were poor, struggling to feed their families and raise their children. All of them were confused, wondering how to relate the age-old faith of their fathers to their life in the new world. The questions confronting them were difficult. How were they to live in this new land? How should they relate to those of other faiths? How should they live out the traditions of the Orthodox faith? What did it mean for them to be Orthodox Americans? That's a question that still floats around, isn't it? How could they fit into the cultural fabric of their new home without compromising their faith? Would they be able to keep the otherworldly perspective of Orthodoxy while living in a land of great wealth and prosperity? Together with his fellow hierarchs, St. Raphael sought to provide leadership in answering these critical questions. As one of only three bishops in America, the ministry of St. Raphael was foundational in establishing Orthodoxy in America on a solid spiritual footing. Only three bishops in all of America in the Orthodox Church in those days. That is hard to imagine. Thank God they were faithful men of God, and we benefited from their sacrifice, and we continue to benefit to this day. Being the good shepherd that he was, our father in the faith, St. Raphael, sacrificed his own life and left his homeland to care for the flock that God had given him. His voice was infused with our Lord's voice. His care and love for those to whom he ministered brought peace, safety, and communion with God to many. We stand today, you and I, as a testament to St. Raphael's ministry. May we follow his example of love for God and for all of mankind. May we too respond to the voice of our chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, just as he did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.